You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello there, and welcome to podcast number 4. This is Luke, of course. It's Luke's English Podcast, right? So, obviously, it's Luke. What a surprise. I'm just sitting here in my living room. It's a Thursday evening. I've been just chilling out this evening, relaxing, watching DVDs and drinking tea. I've had about 4 cups of tea tonight. I love tea. I'm completely addicted to it. Love it. I don't drink very much coffee, actually, because I find if I drink too much coffee, I can't sleep at night. Sometimes I drink coffee in the morning, but if I drink coffee in the afternoon, I can't sleep at night. But tea is fine. I can drink as much tea as I like, and I'm totally okay. So I'm a complete tea lover, addicted to the stuff. Anyway, on this podcast, in the first section, I'm going to talk about some of the comments that I've had from people who've contacted me recently. In part two, I'm going to be talking to my friend and colleague Howard, and we're going to be talking about a Hollywood actor whose name is Joaquin Phoenix. Now, Joaquin Phoenix is a very popular, very famous Hollywood actor who recently has had quite a big career change, which is quite mysterious and interesting. And I'm very interested in it at the moment, so I thought it might be interesting for you to hear us talking about it as well. And I'm also interested in your comments on the situation. In part 3, we're going to be looking at modal verbs of speculation. You know modal verbs, they're words like might and can and can't and could. And they're very useful verbs. Native speakers use them all the time. I don't hear students of English using them enough. And they're very useful for giving your opinion on something or for guessing a situation or speculating about a situation. And you can definitely use them to talk about the whole Joaquin Phoenix thing that I'm going to be talking about with Howard in part 2. So you'll have to wait until the language section in part 3 to hear about that. Now, I've had a few comments about the podcasts. I've had some comments saying that the podcast looks very professional and sounds very professional. So thanks very much for those positive comments. The picture that I used, the logo for the podcast, was designed by my brother. He's a graphic designer, and he used my computer to design that logo. And the logo itself is based on a London street sign. So if you come to London and you look at the street signs, they look like that. They've got the same design. And my particular logo is based on the street sign for, I think it's Baker Street. Yeah, it's Baker Street. You can see in the top right-hand corner of my logo, there's a silhouette. A silhouette is a kind of black outline of somebody's face. Okay, so you can see that my silhouette in the top right-hand corner. And that's there because on the Baker Street sign, there's a silhouette of Sherlock Holmes. That's because Sherlock Holmes, in the Sherlock Holmes stories, lived at 22B Baker Street. So Baker Street is famous for Sherlock Holmes. So if you see the Baker Street sign in London, you can see that there is a Sherlock Holmes silhouette on it. Okay, thanks. So thanks for the episodes, not episodes, thanks for the comments about my podcast episodes. Thanks for saying that they're very professional looking. That's very nice. Now then, I've also had a couple of comments from people saying that they would like me to provide a tape script for the episodes. So a tape script means that you can actually read what I'm saying while I'm saying it. Now, I have to say that this will be quite hard for me to do, because I will have to type everything. So that's everything that I'm saying, I will have to type. And because most of the speaking that I do on the podcasts is unscripted, I don't write it first, I don't plan it first, I just speak to make it sound natural. So because it's unscripted, it's very difficult for me to write it all down or type it. So remember that I do this podcast in my free time, and I also have a full-time job. I put all my energy into my full-time job. So I'm very busy doing that, but I will try to write tape scripts for the episodes. I will do some work on that. So hopefully before long, you will be able to read a tape script while you listen to the podcast. So remember to check my website page, which is teacherluke.podomatic.com. And in the future, you should be able to read tape scripts for the older episodes. Okay? Now, last time I asked you a question about skateboarding, and that's because I'm planning to interview my brother about it in the near future. Now, I haven't spoken to my brother about skateboarding yet. I haven't seen him recently. So I will deal with the skateboarding thing later on. In this episode, I'm going to talk to my friend and colleague, Howard, about an interesting celebrity story. That's coming up next. Just one more comment. I'd like to say hello to Rosa and all her students at her school. Rosa is a teacher, an English teacher in Spain. And she has been downloading my podcast and playing it to her students. So I'd like to say a big hello and a warm welcome to Rosa and all her students. Feel free to send me a message and get back to me, and I will say hello to you again in the future. So thanks very much for downloading the podcast. Now, let's move on to part two. Okay, so Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix is a very famous and very successful Hollywood actor. He has starred in movies like Gladiator and Walk the Line. Walk the Line is the Johnny Cash movie, the movie about the country music star Johnny Cash. And recently he was in a film with Gwyneth Paltrow called Two Lovers. He's been nominated for an Academy Award, that's an Oscar, twice. He's never won an Oscar, but he has been nominated twice. He's a really great actor. He comes from a family of actors, including his older brother, who was called River Phoenix. Now, River Phoenix is quite famous because he died in the 1990s from a drugs overdose, which was a very sad story. But Joaquin Phoenix has had a very successful acting career so far, until recently, because recently he made an announcement to the media. Now, if you look at the video clip that I have added to my website, remember that's teacherluke.podomatic.com, you can actually see the announcement that he has made. Okay, so you can watch it there. But basically what he has said is that he's going to quit acting, so he's going to give up acting, because he wants to follow his musical career. So he's going to stop acting and he's going to become a rapper, which is quite a surprise and quite a shock. Now, a lot of people seem to think that this might be a joke. People aren't really taking him seriously. So, for example, if you look at the video on the website, you'll see that the interviewer who speaks to him thinks he's joking. But Joaquin says he's not joking, he's serious, he's going to give up acting and he's going to become a rapper. Now, obviously, everyone's very surprised about this and also disappointed, because everyone thinks that he's a great actor and they don't want him to quit, they want him to keep acting. Now, I've spoken to my friend Howard about this, so let's hear what we talked about. Now, there may be some language that you don't understand in this section. Remember that in the language section in part three, I'm going to teach you some useful expressions that you can use to talk about a subject like this. And I will introduce some of the expressions that you hear in my conversation with Howard. Anyway, here's the conversation. Okay, so I've got Howard with me now, and we're going to talk about the whole Joaquin Phoenix thing. So what do you know about it, or sort of basically what do you think?
Well, Joaquin Phoenix, I know, what do I know about him? Yeah. I know he was, I love Gladiator, it's one of my favourite films.
Yeah.
Great actor, he's from a very famous like acting dynasty.
Yeah.
And I saw something about him in the newspaper the other day.
That's right, yeah, he's... we just listened to his announcement, and he said that he's retiring from acting.
Yeah.
And I mean, did you see a picture of him in the paper?
Yeah, he's got like a big beard and like some sunglasses. He looks like a homeless or like a tramp or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he does. Well, some people think that it's real and that he really is giving up acting. A lot of people think it's some sort of joke, like it might be. Maybe him preparing for some movie role, or it could be that he's just making some kind of like joke movie, which is going to get released in a year or so. No one really knows what's going on, so it's a sort of mystery at the moment. I've got some information about various things that he's done and various things that have happened. So let's look at the information, and then you can sort of tell me whether you think it's real or not. Okay. So the first of all. His brother-in-law, Casey Affleck, that's Ben Affleck's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Affleck is doing a fly-on-the-wall documentary movie about him. And he's following Joaquin Phoenix everywhere he goes with a film crew, and he's filming everything he does. And apparently he's making a documentary about... They say that the documentary is about his change from being an actor into being a rapper.
Yeah,
but what do you think? Do you think that makes you think it's real?
Yeah,
or...
I mean, I think it would make a really good documentary. Yeah. Watching someone going from being an actor and someone so famous to seeing if they make it in music.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes me think. You know, if you're someone's brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Watching them go crazy, is that a good thing to film? I don't know.
I mean, you would have thought that if it was his brother-in-law, he'd care more about
him.
And if he was just like making a video about how he's kind of going mad. That he would try and stop him going mad or look after him. So, I don't know, sometimes I think that means it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really a documentary about him becoming a rap star, but more like a documentary, well, not a documentary, just a joke, like a kind of comedy movie, a bit like Borat.
Yeah. No, you know? I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's look. The next bit of information I've got is that recently... he was doing a rap performance. Now, you know, he's becoming a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Recently, he was doing a rap performance, and he seemed to be like a bit drunk or something, and he was really overexcited, and as well as that, he actually fell off the stage.
Yeah.
Now, there's a YouTube video of this. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I saw it. I saw a quick part of it the other day, and it was crazy. He went up. He was standing there for about. Well, he's rapping for about a minute.
Yeah.
And then he just fell in the crowd, and everyone went wild.
That's
right. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, what did you think of his rapping? Did you hear any?
Oh, it was awful. I mean, it was. You couldn't really hear it over the crowd, but it was awful. It really was terrible.
It's kind of like a really basic style of rapping.
Yeah.
You know? Like I will post a clip of the of him falling off the stage on the website, so you can find that. If you go to my website. So his rapping is kind of like really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like rap, you know. Yeah. But I think, you know, I like some rappers. But, you know, it was awful. It really was terrible.
I mean, the thing about rapping is that you need to have like a flow, right? So the good rappers, yeah, have got like a...
Who's your favourite?
Well, I don't know, someone like Eminem.
Oh, okay.
You know, it, like the way he raps, the rhythm of his voice is kind of...
Do you like 50 Cent?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, I don't mind him. I'm not that keen on the gangster rap thing, but anyway.
So what genre does he fit in then?
Well, no, I don't really know. It's kind of like underground.
He's not gangster, is he?
No, it's more like underground hip hop. sort of thing. But anyway, his rapping is like na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, right? Kind of really basic.
He looks like a twat, doesn't he, when he
Yeah, and he looks really stupid when he's dancing. So it's almost like a comedy performance, I think. Anyway, then the next thing is that he's totally let himself go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the way he looks.
He looks like a beggar that you'd see on the street.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and he's got really greasy hair, you know, massive long beard. I mean, he looks like he hasn't had a bath for a year.
Yeah.
He looks like he smells.
Yeah. And it's kind of like it has to be a joke. I mean, if you look at pictures of him, he just looks so ridiculous.
Mm.
When I see him, I just laugh. Yeah. And, like, everyone, you know...
He really has... You know, maybe that's his new image.
Maybe he's just...
He's trying to give that kind of unshaven, kind of cool, hippie...
Underground
kind of image. He's trying to change himself.
Maybe he's trying to escape from his old image or something. In interviews, it sounds like he's slurring his words.
Yeah, I saw him on... what was that show called?
Letterman.
And he couldn't string two words together.
Yeah, it was like, terrible.
He sounded like he'd drunk 10 bottles of whiskey, and but maybe that's a part of the act again.
And you can hear it in the announcement that he makes. He's like, "Yeah, I just want to say, like, you know."
It was a bit embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it was a bit embarrassing.
Well, either it's embarrassing or it's really funny.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which one. He's very well known for having a method approach to acting, which means that he totally gets into every part that he plays. And, like, becomes that character, right? So what do you think? Do you think he could be just getting into character?
I think he could well be, yeah. I mean, because he's famous for, you know, people like Robert De Niro, they put on a lot of weight, haven't they, for roles, and they research these roles, and they become like that person.
Yeah.
And I think he's quite famous for that. So maybe he's trying to become, like, a homeless rapper.
For a new movie.
Like that. Yeah.
Maybe he's becoming a homeless rapper for this new Casey Affleck comedy movie.
Exactly,
or something.
Yeah, could be.
What about his family? I mean, you know what his family are like. They're very eccentric.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
Well, his younger brother killed himself. Older. Well, is he older or younger?
His older brother, River Phoenix. He didn't kill himself. He died from a drugs overdose.
Yeah, died from a drugs... Yeah, they've had a... It's quite a tragic family, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they've in their history, a lot of, you know, craziness, a lot of, you know, really weird and wacky things happening.
Yeah, so, you know... If you look at his family, it kind of suggests that he really is crazy. Because the rest of his family are quite crazy.
Or just a little bit eccentric.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
Yeah. Now, he made a film called Walk the Line, which was about Johnny Cash. And in the film, he really got into playing the guitar. And he actually sang all the songs himself.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He sang all the music himself and he played the guitar. So... Maybe that has influenced him to go into music.
But then, like, Walk the Line, and you know, imagine the songs he sung on that, and his rap career.
Yeah,
they're not even close, are they?
What's the connection?
Yeah,
because like Walk the Line, Johnny Cash is country music.
Yeah,
but rapping is totally different to country music.
Yeah.
So again, I'm a bit skeptical about it. Apparently, recently he had a fight with someone in the crowd.
Really?
Yeah. Someone was, like, heckling him.
Oh, I heard about that, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Someone was shouting up and, like, "You're stupid," or "It's a piss take," or something. And he got angry with them. And then he jumped into the crowd.
No way. Yeah. What did he do to him?
I don't know. He just think they had a fight and someone was... I think the guy was removed by security guards.
So, he's gone crazy. Did the police come?
I don't know. Don't know about the police. But, you know, maybe... I mean,
sounds like he's on the edge.
Yeah. Probably is on the edge. And also, finally, he keeps insisting that this is real and that it's not a joke. So, I mean, whether you believe that or not is your decision. But for me, I'm leaning towards it's all a joke. What about you? What's your final sort of
thought? I think it might be for real. I think, you know, he's years and years he's been a famous actor, a lot of pressure. You know, he's surrounded by drugs, by alcohol, by beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think finally... He's cracked and he's gone crazy.
Yeah.
And this is how he's showing it. I think he needs help.
Yeah, well, I actually hope it's a joke. Because if it's not...
I hope it's a joke as well, because I like him genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's great and I think he's a good actor. And if it's not a joke, then he's got problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to some of his rap music. He had a MySpace page for about 7 days, and it's been taken down now. But he had some of his music on the MySpace page. And, well, to be honest, it was pretty bad. Like, the lyrics were awful. It was like he had taken a sheet from the business section of a newspaper and he was just reading random words about, like, companies. So it was like, company, company merger takeover, stock price, share value, credit crunch, recession. You know, that was those.
But he's doing something different. Why not?
Yeah.
Who wants to be a gangster rapper? You know, he's doing something, you know, like a business rap.
Yeah, well, you can do something different. That's fine. But it still has to be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope it's a joke. And because I think he's great. And we'll have to.
I do. Get well.
Get well soon.
Yeah. Get well.
Get well soon, Joaquin. Okay, so this is the language section of this episode of the podcast. Now, if you just listened to that section about Joaquin Phoenix, there may be some vocabulary that you don't know in that conversation I had with Howard. So what I'm going to do, because this is a long podcast, I'm going to define some of the possibly difficult vocabulary on the web page. Okay, so if you go to teacherluke.podomatic.com, Podomatic is spelled Podomatic, okay, teacherluke.podomatic.com, you'll find some definitions of some of the terms that we used in that conversation. Okay, so now, folks, we're going to look at some useful language, okay? And today's useful language is modal verbs. Now, you've probably studied modal verbs before, so you probably know about them. Obviously, modal verbs are words like must and might and could and will and should and so on. We use them to express all sorts of different ideas in our sentences. They're very, very useful words. They're essential. In some situations, of course, we express certain essential ideas with them. And they have many different uses. So they can be used to talk about permission, talk about rules. They can be used to talk about regrets or kind of advice and so on. What we're going to look at today is using modal verbs to speculate about things. And by speculate, I mean to guess something. So if there's something you don't know, you need to guess what it might be or what it might not be. Obviously, I'm using might there as an example. You have to speculate about it. For example, you hear a noise outside. Somebody knocks on the door, you know, and you don't know who it is. So then you would start to speculate, right? You'd say, oh, it might be the postman, right? For example, that's an example of speculating. And we use modal verbs to speculate. Now, I listen to students, listen to learners of English all the time, and they don't use modal verbs to speculate enough. Instead, what I hear is students using words like maybe or perhaps. That's much more common. I'll give you examples of that later on. But, okay, so the modal verbs that we use to speculate would be must, might, could, and can't. Okay, we use them to speculate about the present. We also use them to speculate about the past. The difficulty there is the form, the grammatical form that you have to use. And particularly speculating about the past, it's a little bit difficult. So, to speculate about the present or the future, use a modal plus an infinitive. Okay, for example, if you're talking about Joaquin Phoenix, he may have an emotional problem. Okay, so you've got modal, may, and an infinitive without to, have. Right? He may have an emotional problem. Okay, you can also use it in the continuous form. So that would be a modal verb plus be plus an ing. Okay, For example, he may be having emotional problems, right? For speculations about the past, you would use a modal verb plus have plus a past participle, okay? For example, he may have got tired of Hollywood, right? He may have got tired of Hollywood. You can use he might have got tired of Hollywood, he could have got tired of Hollywood, or he may have got tired of Hollywood. They're basically the same. May, might, and could in that example are basically the same. Okay. We use must when you're very sure that something is true. Okay. For example, this must be a joke. You can use it in the past as well. It must have been a joke. Right. We use may or might or could, they're very similar, when you're less sure about something, so when you're not very sure. For example, he might be serious, but I'm not too sure, to be honest. Okay? And we use can't when you're sure that something is not true or didn't happen. For example, he can't be for real. Or he can't have given up acting. I just don't believe it. Okay? So I'm just going to give you some examples now of the things that a student might say and the things that a native speaker would say using modal verbs. Okay? So for example, a student might say, maybe someone broke his heart. So you can see that they might use maybe, right? Maybe someone broke his heart. But it should be, really, with a modal verb, someone might have broken his heart. It sounds a lot better, it sounds more articulate, and it sounds more like a native speaker. Okay. More examples. Perhaps he's on drugs. Should be. He could be on drugs. Right? Or probably he's making a spoof documentary. He could be making a spoof documentary. Let's see. He's trying to get publicity for his film. He must be trying to get publicity for his film, right? Maybe something like, he's in trouble. Maybe he's in trouble. He might be in trouble, okay? And finally, he definitely isn't serious. Should sound like, he can't be serious, okay? Now, the examples I gave there of things that a student might say actually are grammatically correct and are fine. I mean, if you say, for example, maybe someone broke his heart, I mean, that's perfectly good. And you will hear native speakers saying that. But the problem is that students or learners of English, in my experience, don't use modal verbs enough. Okay, so the range is not very broad. I mean, for example, learners of English won't use a wide range of vocabulary. They will just use maybe or perhaps because it's easier, which is perfectly understandable. But it's really better for your English to try to use a wide range and to start including these modal verbs into your vocabulary. So that's the little language section there, modal verbs. Try to use them, try to put them into your common vocabulary. They're a little bit more difficult to use, especially when you're making speculations about the past or when you're using a continuous form. A little bit difficult to use sometimes, but if you try to use them more and more, you will get used to it and you'll start using them more comfortably. And then, before you know it, you're using them really well and, you know, very often in your everyday English. Okay, so that is the end of the podcast. And I will upload another one soon. There was a little gap there between episode 3 and episode 4, but there are more podcasts coming soon. So I'm going to end with another question. And my question on this podcast is, of course, about Joaquin Phoenix. I'd like to know what you think. What do you think about him? Do you think he's real or is he joking? Is he sick or is he acting? What do you think? So let me know. Of course, the email is luketeacher@hotmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. That's the end of the podcast. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for downloading Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.